For a message this evening, I invite you to Romans chapter 12. Going to the book of Romans again. Learning more of what God would have for us and how to live. Last evening we talked about the mind after God. Certainly, out of our thoughts and attitudes, develops actions, and how we live and how we relate together. Tonight's subject is biblical one anothering. Biblical one anothering. The Bible talks, there are many verses in the Bible that talk about one to another. One to another. I'm not exactly sure how many it is. I should have looked it up, but I think it's somewhere in the tune of 100 times the Bible talks about one to another. I found that phrase very interesting. I'm going to read Romans chapter 12. There's a number of the one anothers in this chapter. I'd like to also read a few verses from Romans 15. Tonight our focus is we're looking directly at the church family providing soul care, if you will, for each other. Providing care within the church family. So we could say that it's within the church family here at Lakeview. Certainly that is the center of the nucleus or center, if you will. But it also extends beyond that. The Bible says that we're to do good unto all men, especially unto those of the household of faith. I have been blessed this week because as I have been moving among you, I sense this happening in your congregation, and I sense it happening as you relate to local community folks. I've been blessed by that. God bless you for that. Romans chapter 12, let's begin reading. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. There we have it again. That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Now notice, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans chapter 15, verses 1 to 6. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproached thee fell on me. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another, according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to leave off reading there. We live in a culture of self-exaltation, self-gratification, selfishness. We live in a culture of selfishness. The Christian is to relate to one another out of a renewed mind, and we'd like to look at that tonight. Ministering to the needs of each other in a manner according to Bible teachings. Another definition, biblical one anothering, in its truest sense and in its, well, I was going to say in its ideal, but that's not the correct word. But this has the idea of a reciprocal relationship. There is one to another. It is back and forth. You see, if I continue to take money out of my bank account, eventually it's going to run out. Well, maybe it did, but anyway. It's going to run out. You got to make investments or deposits in order to bring out. Now, one of the dangers in a message like this is for our minds to always go to someone else. That's one of the, I don't know if it's a danger, but that's one of the challenges. What I'm saying is that take inventory of your own heart and life. How am I investing in other people? Or am I actually drawing out of the community more than I'm putting in? In other words, is it a reciprocal relationship? Am I giving? And we'll talk more about that in a bit. The burden of this message is to encourage us in our responsibilities in caring and sharing for the needs of each other within the body of Christ. Sad is the day when fellow Christians shirk their responsibility to each other. Sad is the day when we do not care about each other. In my experience, I'm not that old, but one of the things that I find to be really difficult is to really have, how should I explain this? In the context of brotherhood, sometimes there are conversations that are, they're heavy conversations. They are face-to-face conversations. Brother, help me with this. Help me understand whatever it might be. Whether it's a brotherly address where someone is coming to you and sharing a concern with you or something they do not understand, or whether it's you sharing it with someone else. But I say that we need those kind of relationships within our brotherhood where we can have those conversations and there can be positive growth from them. I fear that we're living in a time where offenses are just at an all-time high. And people are, I'm going to rabbit trail here. My mind's just going down this trail. But let us culture a brotherhood of one anothering that we can share with each other. Heart-level communication is simply what I'm trying to share. Remember, we have a renewed mind. We're operating on that platform. All right, moving on. Prepare to be involved in soul care or one anothering. Prepare to be involved. I have a number of points. I'm going to move through these. Number one, one anothering can grow and prosper when individuals possess an humble attitude of themselves and their supposed abilities. We talked about that last night. I won't spend a lot of time here. But Proverbs 25:27, it is not good to eat much honey, so for men to search their own glory is not glory. All right, what do I mean by that? Well, be humble in your relating. It's a paramount in relating together, one-to-one, each other, sharing together. Romans 12:16. Be of the same mind, one toward another, mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estates, be not wise in your own conceits. Relate to people on equal turf. It's a challenge. Partiality is in the Christian brotherhood cannot be. We relate together on an even turf. I love the gifts of my brothers and sisters. Yes, there is, you name him, that can lead singing real well. God bless you, brother. There is sister so-and-so who behind the scenes is taking care of this need. We need each other. Humble attitude working together. When a person is full of himself, he has very little capacity, if any, to dispense love and care for others. Nebuchadnezzar is an example of that. Full of himself. God brought judgment upon him. Number two, one anothering can grow and prosper when individuals think soberly. What is the opposite of thinking soberly? Well, the opposite of thinking soberly is thinking intoxicated. What is intoxication? Intoxication is impaired vision. If someone is intoxicated, they are impaired, their thinking is distorted, and they make poor judgments. A sober-minded person finds his self-worth in the provisions of Jesus Christ and not in focusing on how man views his performance. If you get that, a sober-minded person finds his self-worth in the provisions of Jesus Christ and his focus is not necessarily on how man views his performance. Yes, iron sharpens iron. Yes, we want to do a good job. Yes, very needful. But when that becomes our intoxication, when that becomes our driving force, that serve humbly. Serve humbly. Be sober-minded. Sober-minded. The phrase that I heard once is that life is more about being than doing. Life is more about being than doing. Become the change that you want to see in someone else. Become the change you want someone else to be. There's also the phrase that nothing has to change for you to change. Think about those things. Number three, one anothering can grow and prosper when our expressions of love are free from hypocrisy. It's closely related to the other point I had, verse 17. No, Romans 12, verse 9. Let love be without dissimulation. Dissimulation means stage acting. The actors today that are on stage, they are performing a stage act. They are performing that they're someone else. Be genuine in your relating. Do not be a stage actor. Much hurt can happen when people are not genuine in their relating. Mind not high things. We talked about that. Number four, one anothering can grow and prosper when I seek peace instead of retaliation when mistreated. When I seek peace instead of retaliation when mistreated. Verse 10. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Verse 14, bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Verse 17, recompense to no man evil for evil, provide things honest in the sight of all men. In the context of brotherhood, in the Christian brotherhood, there are going to be times when things happen and we feel hurt. We feel mistreated. The devil will want to plant seeds into our thought, into our minds, of retaliation. Remember the renewed mind? Be renewed in your mind. Take captive those thoughts and respond in love. Yes, there are points when things like that happen. There's a verse that says, love covers a multitude of sins. I think what that verse means is that love, there are things in life that we can, offenses that we might have, some things that have happened to us. We're not sure if it was or if it wasn't. But love, just simply giving the benefit of the doubt, we're going to go on. But there are times when we do need to go to the brother or the sister and say, just help me with this. Is this the way it was? This is what I'm feeling. Those times, when done in love and humility, strengthen brotherhood. All right, moving on. I would like to notice now, quickly, 16 points. I won't keep you long. Of practical expressions of one anothering. I'm going to go over these, and these are come from the scripture. Number one, kind affection for one another with brotherly love, Romans 12:10, considering each other's feelings, kind affection. Number two, honor one another, give preference to one another. Give preference. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, Philippians 2:3. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Number three, live in harmony with one another, Philippians 2:2. Live in harmony. Number four, simply love one another, Romans 13:8. Number five, let us not therefore judge one another, Romans 14:13. Number six, wherefore receive ye one another as Christ also received us to the glory of God, receiving one another. That's what that all means, not holding grudges maybe, receiving one another. Number seven, admonish one another. One anothering in the church body of Christ. Oh, to have a church culture and a church family where we can admonish one another. And what better admonition is there, when there is a young man or a young sister, if you will, who seriously has answers about the hard things of life, and an elderly brother or sister in the church can help to admonish in a godly way. Admonish one another. We need it. We need it. All right, number 8. Salute one another with a holy kiss. Salute one another. The salutations, I understand, back in the times of the Bible, they were salutations. You met somebody walking along the road, you stopped and you talked to them. We wave to our brethren when we pass them on the road. Salute one another. Number 9, tarry one for another. Patience, we could say. Number 10, have the same care one for another. We talked about that. Not partial, but having the same care one for another. Yes, we understand that there are frameworks that we operate in. If you give one family a meal because they're having a special heavy week, doesn't mean you need to give the whole church family a meal that week. We know that. We understand that. But it does mean that you have an eye about the needs of the church family at large. Serve one another, number 11. Number 12, bear ye one another's burdens. Number 13, forbearing one another in love, Ephesians 4:2. Number 14, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God, Ephesians 5:21. I'm becoming increasingly burdened with the subject of submitting yourselves. Submitting together. Is submission becoming a lost virtue? I'm not sure. Number 15, lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. Number 16, well, actually, there's more here. I see forgiving one another. Oh, so needful. Number 16, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. That's in verse 16 of our chapter we read. Singing hearts are joyful hearts. Joyful hearts are encouraging hearts. Singing hearts are joyful hearts. Joyful hearts are encouraging hearts. We provide soul care for each other as we share together in joy and in encouragement. In conclusion, the Lord Jesus must be central focus of our lives. Building our lives in devotion to Him, reading His Word daily, opening our hearts up to Him. You see, the way we relate together in brotherhood is a big deal. The Bible tells us, and I can't get the verse to my mind now, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, because ye have love one for another. We can ask the questions, why all the heartache within the brotherhood of Christ? And we know, we go back, the apostles had their times, didn't they? May God help us to share together in love, to share together, to build each other up, to relate together. You know, develop the art of listening. To listen. Just listen. You want someone to, and I'm saying this, that you should not have ulterior motives, no. But you want to know how to develop friendships? Listen and ask a few questions, not pointed questions, but ask the individual about their life. What are you involved in? And then listen. And you will build friendships. Just a little bit about being confidential. Within the brotherhood and with relating to mankind in general, you need to be trustworthy. Be confidential. Trust is broken down when things are spread. And it's so easy today, isn't it? So easy. Well, may God help us to grow together in love. Provide soul care for each other. Accountability. Nurture. Helping each other to grow. Thank you again for your kind attention. God bless you for coming. Coming back again tomorrow morning. See, service starts at 9:30. Okay. Saw that on the sign down here. Continue to pray for this work. And may God be honored and glorified in all that is said and done. Is there anything that should be announced tonight yet? All right. Let us stand together for this message.